This is Mile High.
Do I want to tell the story or do I want to show the message?
You've got a lot of work to do between Mile High.
The time has come where we can know.
We have a responsibility, an ethical and moral responsibility.
We have to do it better in order to move people along.
Up, down, inside out.
If you get your mind right,
it is not. It is a receiver of thought.
Because love is my first technique.
It's now time for the show.
Welcome to the Mile High Podcast. This is your host, Daniel Knowles. And this is going to be, as Tim Ferriss, who I am an extreme fan of in podcast land, calls an in-between-isode. So we've been focusing on interviews with our speakers, as well as parts of the Mile High community, and we will continue to do that. However, this is an in-between-isode to update people about the upcoming event, happenings at the event that we're having, so people can be filled in, have all their details. We look forward to seeing you there. The weekend is August 18th to 21st. People can register at www.milehighcairo.org. And I'm going to go through a lot of details about the event so people can be ready, know what to expect. So, and I also want to say, emotionally, I've received such a tremendous amount of messages, emails, and texts over the last several weeks. And part of doing this this podcast was to give people all the information I've been receiving by email and phone. And I also want to acknowledge the amount of enthusiasm, positivity, energy, gratitude, love that I've received through these messages has been incredibly overwhelming. I am grateful for all those who sent those messages. You know who you are. If you're listening to this, there's too many to mention. And I also just want to say, really seeing and feeling the enthusiasm for something that you've created out of your own vision coming to fruition is an outstanding fuel for moving forward over the roughly next 35 days until we're all together at a higher altitude. So, and registration has been incredible. It's been the best year ever for that. And I cannot emphasize enough to reserve your hotel, www.milehighcairohotel.com. The group room block is only going to be available, depending on when you listen to this, 15 to 20 days more, and then it's going away. So I highly recommend people reserve that now at that rate, and we should have the majority, or almost all of this hotel facility, the Denver Marriott Westminster, to ourselves. And that's very exciting. It's going to create an incredible community. Now, also, I've had lots of messages from chiropractic students. Currently, the student registration is extremely discounted. The reason for that, it's discounted at $50, is part of Mile High's vision is the future of chiropractic. We want to impact how chiropractors practice in the future, their thought process, their philosophy, and what they do. The only way that we do that is by having them get exposed to quality content, information, and presentations. We all know across the board, this is nothing new, 30, 40 years or so, people do not get as much chiropractic either philosophy, developing their vision, or business strategies in school. So this is a resource for students. We want to have as many students accessible as possible. The students contest that's been going on of posting pictures has been absolutely inspiring. Every time I ever pick up my phone or go online, I see a picture of a student talking about Mile High, and that's just incredibly heartwarming. You know, part of the vision is how will chiropractic look 10 or 20 years from now? And the way we impact that is the students. The students are the future of the profession, and we all have a calling to leave chiropractic better than we found it, which means there's a lot of work to do. Once we announce the winners of the student contest, we will determine, people have a few days at that student discount, and beyond that, we will go to see if we're going to a different fee for student registration based on where our registration totals are at that point. I also want to give special gratitude out to all our student organizers, helpers, no one has ever really accomplished anything lasting and of value without a great team of support. Even if you thought it was only them, they had a great team of support around them. All of our MCs, speakers, you know, are all putting this vision together, and other people in the Colorado community, but particularly people that are student helpers have been reaching out and working with students. Rich Bays out in Colorado, Chris Gertis, Kimberly Burkus have been working hard to connect with students. So I really want to thank them. Now, event hours and schedule, because I've had a lot of these questions. We are doing a different schedule this year, so I want you to understand this. And this is part of the reason of the hotel. I wanted to have a breakout room for speakers to give more content, more quality content. And I also wanted to have the program go Thursday through Saturday, and we couldn't do that at our former facility, so I thought it was affecting the experienced people. So we're going to a different place, the Denver Marriott Westminster, again, www.milehighcairohotel.com. We are starting registration at 5 p.m. Thursday evening, so we have lots of time to register. I suggest you travel from out of state to Colorado and get there earlier than 5 so you can be relaxed and at ease. At 7 p.m., the first speaker will start. On Thursday evening, there are 2 continuing education hours. So if you're planning to be there and need CE, I suggest you be there by 7 on Thursday, because 2 of those hours will be Thursday night. We'll go to roughly 10 p.m. at this point on Thursday evening. On Friday morning, we're going to start very early for those that want to attend a Philosophy Green Book discussion. That is at 7:30 a.m., the Philosophy Green Book discussion. It will be for an hour. It is being coordinated by Joel Kinch, who has helped me with Mile High for years and has helped us, and we've been, you know, friends and colleagues for probably 20 years trying to impact Colorado. So it's very great to have him doing this program. He as a philosophy diplomat, this will be a great content for an hour. Then the rest of the speakers will start till at 8:30. If you want to wait till 8:30, I don't know why you do that. Chiropractic philosophy is something we need to grow. Then Friday midday, approximately noon, there will be 3 breakout sessions at that time. This is the new addition because we have additional rooms. There'll be 90-minute sessions going on at the same time. So people, they'll all be going at the same time. People have to choose which program they want to attend. They're all top-notch. People that get to choose whichever they want. And these are really extremely rare opportunities with these people where they're going to give you content that you can utilize in your office. First of all, Dr. Donnie Epstein. He is going to go over the essential skill sets for chiropractic mastery, and there's very few people still alive today that you would consider chiropractic technique masters, and there's very few people in the history of the chiropractic profession that are as good with their hands as Donald Epstein, most certainly. And this is not going to be a network spinal analysis program. We all know he's developed network spinal analysis. This is going to be a program on chiropractic artistry, palpation, adjusting, developing your skills as a practitioner, regardless of what approach you do. This is an extremely rare program. He has rarely done this. I've seen it a handful of times in my life. People that choose to go this will be really grateful to do that. The second program, which is also top notch, is Michael Viscarelli is doing a program, the 10 Touch Points to Retention. A lot of people talk about new patients and focus on new patients. When you focus on new patients, you tend to not focus on patients you have and nurturing their relationship. Remember, a healthy practice is not about how many new patients come through the door, but how many you actually keep. It's not based on numbers of new patients, but educating them about above-down, inside-out care, the philosophical basis, and ongoing reasons for receive care on an ongoing health, wellness, health optimization basis. So this will be stellar for people that want that need that in their practice. And there are a lot of people. If you're focused on new patients all of the time and counting how many new patients to make it through your month, this is an important program for you. Sean Dill is doing the 3rd breakout session on adaptability. Aligning your marketing and sales strategies to your target market. This is going to be a 90-minute session exploring the importance of clearly defining your target market before you begin to implement marketing and sales strategies. Okay, it's going to help you define your target market and get you points in the right direction to begin to create community and deliver your message to a captive audience. Now, understand all three of these breakouts are very different areas of chiropractic, from art to practice management retention, to attracting new people and marketing. So you have to decide what is it that you need at this point this year for your practice. And I'm really excited that we've added this to the program. It's gonna have different depth, and every year we'll have different breakout sessions. We'll come back later in the afternoon after the program ends. Friday night, we are gonna have a special student question and answer session. This is being put together by the IFCO. So remember, this event is for the IFCO, the International Federation of Chiropractors and Organizations. They're the one international organization that's focused on chiropractic being delivered for the location analysis and correction of vertebral subluxations, because in and of themselves, it is a detriment to have subluxations, and they need to be addressed regardless of what your symptomatic presentation is. So that's our focus and who we're highlighting. I highly recommend, if you're not a member of the IFCO yet, that you become a member of the IFCO. We're raising funds for them. We want to see more people become members, and we're highlighting their philosophical values, which are the philosophical values of Mile High. Saturday, we're going to begin again at 7:30 a.m. with a philosophy session with a panel. This panel has been put together, and the questions put together by Simon Senzon and Joel Kinch together in terms of material. Now, during the day on Saturday, after that, we're also going to have a Sherman College prospective student program. If you know anybody that's considering a career as a chiropractor, this is an outstanding opportunity for them. So not only do we have the philosophy session in the morning, which is going to be a panel, which they've put together. I don't even know who it is yet, but I'm very excited to find out. There'll be questions. People are working on material leading up to the event. But there's also going to be this prospective student program, because we want to impact students, the future of chiropractic, and we want more people to go to Sherman College. If you know anyone that's considering as a career as a chiropractor, this will be an outstanding opportunity for them. From the team at Sherman, it will be partly presented by Edwin Cordero, the president of Sherman, and Neil Cohen. They'll both be in attendance all weekend. And if you know someone who is a prospective chiropractic student, what you will see or receive from Sherman College, everybody who is in our region and attending, they have the opportunity to attend all of Mile High as a guest. That's right. Anybody that is not a chiropractor and not in chiropractic school, but considering it as a career that you want to bring along as a guest, they can be a guest for the whole weekend as long as they're attending the Sherman College breakout program. So let us know about that. You'll receive information about from Sherman College about that. We're going to go, there'll be another 2 hours of continuing education on Saturday, and we're going to go again to approximately 7 p.m. Saturday evening, and Saturday night we'll have a celebration at the end of the evening in the hotel. This is being provided by Vital Logics. Vital Logics is the premier sponsor, diamond sponsor of Mile High for the weekend. Okay, they have an incredible software program and research program for chiropractic. We are very proud to have them as a sponsor, and I'm very grateful to have them involved with the event. Frank Chu is amazing. Joe Esposito and Nicole Cowley have worked hard to put this together, so they're sponsoring that party that we're having at the end of the evening. So please thank them. We still have room for one more diamond exhibitor, so if there's someone else that is a chiropractic company that we feel in alignment with that steps up, this exhibitor would be helping us with the breakfast breakout, and we would love to add a breakfast breakout. So if you know someone, pass the word on to them, please, and let us know soon. Sunday is an additional continuing education day of 7 hours. Now, this is an optional add-on for those that need the additional hours. If you don't need the hours and you do not want to stay for Sunday, you can plan your travel to leave Sunday morning. If not, and you want to stay for those, which I highly recommend, the first session is a documentation program specifically for subluxation-centered practices. It's being done by KMC University, Diane Baines, and Kathy Widener. This documentation program for 4 hours Sunday is excellent. It's geared for those that have subluxation-centered practices and want to be compliant with state boards. So it's vital material. I suggest you stay Sunday morning for that. Add that on to your registration and leave, you know, later on in the day after afternoon so you could be at that. Now, we'll have a short lunch break, and then after that will be 3 hours of CPR training. This is a requirement in the state of Colorado, be done every 2 years, so check up on your that if you have it. And other states require CPR too, and other states allow CPR as continuing education. Not all of them do, but some do. Now, I don't have the information on every state. Please don't message me or my staff asking me if your state covers allows CPR. Ask your state. Look at your state law. Don't ask us. So that is a great overview of the event. It's going to be a phenomenal weekend. I'm looking forward to seeing everybody who's coming out. This is going to be a program beyond anything we've seen before. The number of man hours I've worked on myself over the last 11 months is more than people can imagine. It's really a labor of love, and really, truly, it's from the heart. It's from the heart, an intention to shift chiropractic teams, and the profession in a different direction that's been going as best as I personally can. I don't have all the answers. We don't have all the answers, but every office that we impact, every person that impacts a life differently, I'm grateful to have been service to that. Now, the precise speaker schedule and other details will be coming out shortly. Watch for those on our website. We look forward to seeing you at a higher altitude. We're going to bring you all the attitude that we can, help you grow your philosophical vision, help you grow your philosophical understanding, your vision for impact, and your business strategies to have more success. Look forward to seeing you at Mile High, August 18th to 21st, www.milehighcairo.org. Like our page on Facebook, www.facebook.com/milehighcairo.